Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Adonai Eloheinu, the Lord our God. Adonai Eloheinu, the Lord our God. Adonai Elohim, the Lord God. Adonai Elohim, the Lord God. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Adonai turn His face toward you and grant you shalom. Isaiah chapter 60 is a declaration, is a trumpet blast, and receive it as such in the name of the Lord. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and dense darkness all peoples, but the Lord shall arise upon you and His glory shall be seen on you. The nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about you and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar and your daughters shall be carried and nursed in the arms. Then you shall see and be radiant and your heart shall thrill and tremble with joy at the glorious deliverance and be enlarged because of the abundant wealth of the Dead Sea. It shall be turned to you. Unto you shall the nations come with their treasures. A multitude of camels from the eastern trading tribes shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all the men from Sheba who once came to trade shall come, bringing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. Hallelujah. All the flocks of Kedah shall be gathered to you as the eastern pastoral tribes join the trading tribes. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar and my glorious house I will glorify. Hallelujah to the word of the Lord. Rise up from the earth are the words the Lord gave me. So I have to repeat them. Rise up from the earth. If you don't know what those words mean, then please ask the Lord to show you. Your God is bringing exposure and justice and justice and justice. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18 says, for the Lord is a God of justice. And again, Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3, you were called trees of righteousness, distinguished for integrity, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified as you stand for justice. Speak out for justice. So, Lord, the harvest is ripe. Enable us to be true laborers. The Lord calls you, you Christian. Arise. Get up from the earth. Get up from the earth. I have these scriptures attached to the door of my prayer room. Ephesians chapter 6. We are not fighting flesh and blood, but principalities in the spiritual realm. So, 1 Samuel verse 17 to 47. The battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 4 verse 10, It is written. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 23. He has done it. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not man that he should lie. And Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. There is nothing too difficult for God. Let me share with you, my brother, my sister. The Lord gave me these words. And because the words were so not me, and because they would not leave me, and I actually remembered them, I prayed for verification and clarification and revelation. He said, the natural and declaration gives birth to the new wine. The natural, where we are now, and declaration, what we are declaring now, saying now, voicing now into the atmosphere, gives birth to the new wine, is birthing the new thing, is giving voice to God, is showing forth God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to keep oil in your lamp. Remember, you belong to the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. Let us pray that. Can we just say these strong words to the Lord? Would you say these words with me to stay strong in the Lord? Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, keep me steadfast to you. I declare, I stand steadfast in you. In you, I live and move and have my being. Amen. Amen, so be it. We declare your justice, El Shaddai, shall be seen worldwide. Amen. Let us thank Almighty God for what he has done. We have always thanked him since the beginning of his program for what he has done. So let's continue to say, thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. Remember, you were not called to fit in. You were called to follow the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God, and the real truth, and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Hallelujah. And I would like to ask you right now, if you would like to invite Jesus into your heart and into your life, would you say these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. And I believe you rose again. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. I repent of my sins, I turn away from them. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, would you fill me completely and leave no room for the enemy? And Holy Spirit, would you show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me? Hallelujah. I declare the new thing has begun. The Lord has led me for months now to keep declaring Isaiah. And this is Isaiah 48, chapter 48, verse 6. He says, you have heard these things foretold. Look at all this that has been fulfilled. And you, will you not declare it? I proclaim to you specific new things from this time, even hidden things which you have not known. So again, I declare the new thing, hallelujah, the manifestation of it. The Lord has said, it's going to be like a huge explosion that will ignite the fulfillment of the ingathering of the harvest, which will ignite, be the catalyst for supernatural healing. It will set the captives free. For those of us who have held fast and believed and prayed and repented and prayed and trusted and prayed, it will be an explosion such as will propel us and encourage us and confirm in us and revive us for the supernatural time of the ingathering of the harvest. Hallelujah. If I were to make any biblical references now, I would say the usurpers are currently hanging themselves with their own lies. Thus, Haman is hanging himself on the gallows, the lies of his own making. They are cutting themselves and calling on their false god, like they did at Mount Carmel. So we call on the one true God who answers by fire. Lord, set us ablaze. Lord, our sacrifice of repentance and prayer and repentance and fasting and repentance. Lord, set us ablaze. We will never be the same again. We will never be the same again. We will never be the same again. We don't want to be the same again. Holy Spirit, burn inside of us and make us hot. Never lukewarm. Never lukewarm. Ablaze, Lord, with the fire of God. Ablaze with the fire of God. Lord, enable us to remember the good old time, old-fashioned preaching of the fire of God. Put fire in our bones, Lord. We ask for fire in our bones, Lord. Put your fire in our bones. Make us rattle. Make our bones rattle until we wake up. Can you say that with me? Make our bones rattle until we wake up. Lord, make our bones rattle until we wake up. Let our desire for righteousness override our complacency. To my brother, my sister, if we don't stand up now and say to Satan, thus far and no more, it will be too late. Not next term, not next year, now. Now is the day of our salvation. God will not be mocked. Hallelujah. And the Lord has impressed on me that we have a good governor in Ron DeSantis. And if you would say these words with me, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Ron DeSantis, in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. And I call forth that President Donald J. Trump stands in his anointed position of David. Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald J. Trump. Because when all of this is over, it shall be said. It has to be said. It cannot be said any other way, that no one but God could have done this. No one but our God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Peace, my brother, my sister, only found in the Lord God Almighty, the peace of God. In Jesus' name, may you be blessed. May you stand firm. Amen. Amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-